how do you go about building off of your performance from Thursday night?
Like I always say, you guys, just making sure I'm being consistent. Just, you know, I try to be better and better each week. So just continue to practice hard. Just do what I'm told out there and, you know, capitalize on the opportunities that I'm given.
And you're not a guy who lacks for confidence, but what did Thursday's game mean to you in that regard? That was obviously a huge game and a big spot for you.
Yeah, I mean, these games are great. You'd love to have these, but, you know, you got to stack them. So, I mean, Aaron's obviously going to be out there. He's going to be looking for me, so I just got to continue to do what I'm doing. And I feel like I can continue to stack success.
Why do you think the short passing game and the volume that you're throwing it can sustain itself for a few more weeks if you have to?
Because we got the weapons to do it. So, I mean, we got guys like Ty, who's real versatile. I mean, he can do a lot for us. And then, you know, on the outside, we obviously know we're doing. We got a pretty good quarterback, too. So, I mean, as long as we're sound with what we're doing and just executing, catching the ball and just making plays, I mean, it'll continue to, you know, the success will continue to come.
Have you looked back at all at last year and the difference between the way you can get off the line of scrimmage this year and last year?
Yeah, I was hurt last year. Yeah.
I mean, have you actually had a chance to just look at it to see what the difference is?
I mean, the difference was that I was hurt, so I wasn't able to play full speed. So, I mean, there's no need unless we're watching film on, you know, an opponent. I'm not going to go back and watch an old film to look at negative things. I mean, that's what you guys are there for.
Well, I'm saying that, you know, just to compare how far you've come.
Yeah, I mean, I'd know based on the production, on the numbers, and just how I feel playing. I mean, that's all I really need to gauge it off of.
How are you guys preparing for the indoor venue and it being so loud?
Well, I mean, we have different things where we do, you know, working on crowd noise and things like that, and just, but, you know, it's not our first rodeo with, you know, we played in Seattle, we played in Minnesota, so I'm sure it'll be loud, but it won't be as much of a factor as people think.
Devontae, they got a rookie safety number 22, Neal.
Yeah.
He's one of those hit guys.
Mm-hmm.
As a guy that he wants to hit, how do you guys approach players like that? I mean, you got to put it out of your mind. How do you approach it?
Just be aware. I mean, guys like that, you want to make sure you know where they are on the field at all times. And, you know, I still got to run my route regardless. So, I mean, if the ball comes to me, you know, make the play and get hit and get up and let them know it's first down.
Devontae, they're 31st against the pass. What do you make of their secondary when you look at them? Obviously, the opportunity's there based on the numbers.
I mean, but numbers are numbers. I mean, it's all about matchups. So, I mean, I feel like we have a favorable matchup going into the game. But, you know, they definitely got some good guys out there that play well in their system. And, you know, Trufant's a real skilled guy out there. So we're still looking into the film at other guys. But, I mean, I definitely feel like there's areas that we can attack.
What stands out about Trufant and then Alford as well?
You know, he's a smart guy, real good with his feet, and he's aggressive, you know. So, I mean, when you combine those things and, you know, pretty good size to him, is you can go out there and make some plays at DB.